Thank you, Shane, for those songs. That last song particularly is meaningful as it speaks of these gates of pearly splendor. And probably 28 years ago, 29 years ago, Arlen Nisley introduced me to Jim Elliot and Shadow of the Almighty. And there's very few books that have influenced me as much as that one. It's one that I read many times in my teen years. But this was one of the songs they sang. And they went through the gates of splendor earlier than they had planned, not having seen the victory, and yet the victory was there. And he says here, we go in faith, our own great weakness feeling, needing more each day thy grace to know, yet from our hearts a song of triumph pealing, we rest on thee and in thy name we go. And isn't that the twinning of reality that Christ offers to us? It's right for us to feel our own great weakness, but it's also right for us to have in our hearts a song of triumph. And somehow in that twinning of our weakness and his strength comes the grace of Jesus that is so much a reality for each of us. I may share more another time, but I did just want to thank all of you for your prayers for us since the ordination and just the sense of the church praying coming up to the ordination. We felt those prayers. And Lenita and I just want to say that it's a joy and a privilege to serve you all in this way. We love the church at Center, and we treasure each of you, and we pray for you. So we're grateful for this opportunity. I invite you to turn to Romans 15, and there's a twinning here. He speaks of hope here at the very end of the book of Romans. But there's a twinning here that I think is worth us listening to in our Christian lives. He speaks of endurance and encouragement. And it's in the context of difficult relationships in the body of Christ, but I think it applies to any area of life. He has, in the first few verses, he talked about how Christ didn't please himself, but as is written, the reproaches of those who reproached you fell on me. And then almost in a parenthetical comment, he goes on to explain what the purpose of the scriptures are, what the scriptures do in our lives. But it really isn't just a parenthetical comment, because he's teaching us here. He says, whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance, I think King James uses the word patience, so you can call it patient endurance, but if you look at the word there, it's speaking of pressing on, continuing on, through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. I was outside a bit this morning, and it was just such a lovely, beautiful morning again, and so one of those days when you're just glad to be alive, and you can tell that it's warming up again. But the last several days have been really cold, and then it was warm a bit before that, and just gorgeous weather, and then it was cold before that, and somehow that's kind of a picture of what our lives are like. You know, we have these moments of encouragement, sometimes days of encouragement, sometimes weeks of encouragement, and then suddenly we face another challenge, another hurdle, another discouragement. And sometimes those are moments, and sometimes those are days, and sometimes those are weeks, and sometimes those are years. And just like our lives kind of follow the pattern of Kansas weather in February, there is, though, the reality that there are things that do not change for us. And here we see how we walk through the good times and the hard times. He says it's through endurance. To follow Jesus takes endurance. To continue on in life faithfully takes endurance. There are times when following Jesus is putting one foot in front of the other, pressing on, kind of slogging through the mud. It's grit. But that's not all that the Christian life is. We're also given encouragement, hope. And somewhere in this twinning of endurance, patient endurance, and the encouragement, the comfort, the exhortation that comes to us through the word, through brothers and sisters, we find hope. It's a reminder that the darkness that we experience today is not the end of the journey. It's a reminder that tomorrow may be brighter, and if tomorrow's not brighter, there is a day that's coming that will be brighter. And so we have this, we're called to both endurance and encouragement. But what's even more comforting, the next verse says, may the God of endurance and encouragement. And it shouldn't be surprising to us that if the scriptures are given to us for endurance and encouragement, then of course God himself, who gave us his word, is a God of endurance and encouragement. And we could ask ourselves, does this mean that he endures, that he presses on? Or does this mean that he causes us to endure, empowers us to endure? And I think the answer is yes. They're both true, aren't they? He is the God of endurance, and he's the God of encouragement. And I think it's really important that we recognize that endurance and encouragement comes from the Father and the Son and the Spirit. Because whenever we try to find either endurance or encouragement from any other source, it will lead us astray. I don't know how it is for you, but I've often found that when I'm facing stressful times or overwhelming schedule, if I feel myself clenching my teeth, then I've got the wrong kind of endurance going on. Because that's an endurance that I'm trying to gain from within. I'm going to push through all this hard time on my own strength. And that endurance is never marked by the grace of Jesus. So we are called to endure. We are called to push on. We are called to go through hard times and not give up. But we do that not with an endurance that comes from ourselves, but from an endurance that we receive from him and that we walk in. It's an endurance that's marked with grace. And any encouragement that we seek outside of the Father and the Son and the Spirit is encouragement that will lead us astray. Whenever we say, we all know there are these temptations. What are you tempted with when you're discouraged? We know there's things we tend to go towards when we're feeling frustrated and discouraged and feel like giving up. Sometimes it's mental patterns. Sometimes it's mindless entertainment. Sometimes it's negative relational patterns. Sometimes it's addictions, whether it's food or pornography or whatever it is. There are things that we are pulled towards when we're discouraged. And here we see, no, encouragement comes from the God of endurance and encouragement. And any other encouragement will be empty. But may the God of endurance and encouragement grant you to live in such harmony with one another in accord with Christ Jesus that together with one voice, you may with one voice glorify the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And here we see what body life is meant to be. That we are being encouraged through the word from the Father, from each other. We're being strengthened. And in that encouragement and endurance, we draw together in harmony, in love, and then we worship. From the love that we have for each other, we give love to the Father. And he says, therefore, welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you for the glory of God. I really don't think we're going to have insurmountable conflicts in our church or in our families, or in our work, or in our marriages, if we welcome one another as Christ has welcomed you. Think about the deep sacrificial love of Jesus. Think about how the Father has loved us, and how he sings over us with songs of joy. And if there's that sense of deep love, sacrificial love, joy and delight in each other, then our church will be a place where Christ is known and where we together worship him from and give to him the love that he's given to us. I'd like to close with verse 13. May the God of hope fill all of you with all joy and peace and believing, so that by the power of the Holy Spirit you may abound in hope. I'd like for us to sing song 818, O Father, Lead Us, as a response.
Stand with me for prayer.